This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier is about to enter your ears thanks to Student Flights. For the hottest deals and expert advice, head into your local Student Flights store or call 131 669 now.
Hello, podcasters. We hope you're having a great time. What a big show today.
Yeah, we kicked off with some sexy talk. Yeah. We had Aaron Mullen, Jackie Lambie.
Well, you kicked off with sexy talk because that's what's going on in your world right now.
You kicked it off with sexy talk, actually. You talked about my sexy talk.
Yeah, and look, you know what? I'm actually really excited for you because you are living your best life. Things are going well in the London household.
Dash white.
Dash what's that mean?
That's right. Oh, dash white.
Oh, dash white.
Dash white.
That's white.
No, dash. It's like D-A-S-S. Dash white.
Is that because you... right, would I need a grill to properly pronounce that?
Absolutely, you would.
Something we haven't mentioned yet, you guys are the two hosts of the big new show, Game of Games, on Channel 10. The supersized new game show, Game of Games, is coming soon to Channel 10. We're doing our own version. It's so much fun.
So much fun. Actually, it is Grant's hosting. I'm not co.
I'm
his little sidekick.
Nah.
I just wipe gunk off people's faces and make sure their harnesses are locked in so they don't fall from the ceiling and die.
We took a few faces off in the R&D stages of how much explosives should we put in a cannon when we fire paint at someone's head?
Yeah. Oh, too much.
Yeah, too much. Oh, we've blown them through the back wall.
So register at todayfm.com.au and we've got cash up for grabs. You get to come and play one of the games. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hang out with us. So jump on todayfm.com.au. That's it. Good? You guys good?
Enjoy yourselves, legends.
Have fun.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier.
It is on for your Friday. How are we doing, Sydney?
Woo!
Look, we're pretty fired up because Lundo's just learned how to do the mini shockers. We'll put the video up so everyone can get involved.
You guys have been doing it all week and I couldn't do it. And then Cav, you just...
Good breakthrough. My fingers are too short and fat. To kind of wrap them over one another to get the mini shucker cranking.
By nine, you will have this mastered. I guarantee it.
I believe.
It's quite special. And London did celebrate the mini shucker by doing a sprinkler, which I haven't seen for a while.
I transitioned it through to the sprinkler.
It was really good.
It's a 90s day today. Let's do it.
It was a good Friday feel.
Hey, going to get you onto the world-famous rooftop for Black Eyed Peas this morning, too.
Yes, we're giving that away today, Jay. That's actually going to be... And if you're not in the running yet, if you're not on the standby list, everyone we speak to before 8 o'clock is going to get on the standby list. So you could be going to Black Eyed Peas.
And that's exciting. But do you know what's more exciting, team?
What's that?
I've just ordered Macca's Uber Eats. Breakfast. I've got three hash browns.
We're starting off strong, laying a good foundation for a great day,
I'm going to put a hash brown tomato sauce, and eat a burger.
We also learnt that these mornings are doing wonders for Ash London, her extracurricular activities after nine. We're going to chat about those coming up soon.
Grant, and you're so jealous. He sent an email to the team just to talk about being jealous of me yesterday.
Not happy.
Now, this shark attack situation, a Tasmanian tourist is lucky to be alive after a shark attack in the Wits Sundays left her with horrific injuries. 24 hours earlier, the Tasmanian mother was mauled, and now a young girl is fighting for life in shark in Queensland. Well, out of nowhere, these shark attacks taking place in the Wits Sundays.
And they think it's the same shark, Cav.
Yeah, they've said that today overnight. And Grant Denyer, because you've been everywhere in Australia... And what do you know about this particular place in the Whitsundays?
Well, shark attacks are really rare in tropical North Queensland. I've swum in pretty much every single bay and beach and cove around that cluster of islands. And there's only two places I won't swim, and one of them is Sid Harbour, where both of those shark attacks were.
Why?
Because the water's slightly murkier, and whilst there's not notorious sharks in that region, often you'll see black-tipped reef sharks, but they're not known to be aggressive. So I've swum over those sharks plenty of times, but this might be a rogue that's come out from further afield.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, all right. Well, let's hope they're okay. And more with Gogs' news. So moving now to with a hard left turn to scratchies, because
You can't write this.
I've brought some scratchies in.
You can't write it.
For some of our off-air friends today. And we've already had some wins. So we've had 15. Internet Kieran's won 15. Money Mike, our audio producer, true to his nickname, has won $100.
Whoa!
$100.
Your shout,
and
Money Mike.
And Ed's trying to make him give him half because he bought the ticket.
I'm actually not doing that, but now you've said it. And so, we move now to Kimmy, our executive producer, the mother hen. Now, Kimmy, you're sort of in touch with the spiritual in this world. Mm.
Yes, because I got the secret sound and I've won on a scratchy before $10,000.
All right, this is big. Now, something weird when I went to buy these scratchies happened.
Really?
Because I've never really bought scratchies before. And I went big. I went the $10 ones.
So generous.
Thank you so much. And the lady said, hey, love, are they for a... She went to give me a envelope to hand them out in. And she said, is it for a man or a woman? And I said, mixed, right?
Yeah.
And I only realised an hour later what she meant with her response to that, which was, make up their mind.
She thought a mixed male and female hybrid human.
Yeah, I thought, because I was like, that's a weird thing to say. I think
2018, Shazza.
As I was driving an hour later, I was like, oh, that's what it was. Anyway.
Let's not forget that Kim also has form. Like, she gets the secret sound. So she's the luckiest individual out of anybody in this show.
Thanks, what would you do with the cash? This is what we'd ask an Alpha Bucks person.
$250,000? What would I do? I would go
kiss
on a massive...
us off real quick.
Buy like before a garage?
In her car before the ad break starts. With her middle finger in the air.
See you, suckers.
Ramming the security gate to get out, not even using her pass.
Kimmy, flip the ticket. Let's see how she's won.
This is...
Internet Kieran told me already.
While we're having a look...
You haven't won.
Oh.
She's back at work. Yay! Today FM.
But what are we now, like 2 weeks into Ash London joining this show, Grant Tenure? How are you feeling it?
Yeah, look, it's been fun.
Thank you so much.
But if we're reviewing the process right now, look, I've got a bit of an issue I need to discuss.
Yeah. Finally.
You've waited till we're on the radio to bring it up.
Well, I thought we'd just go into the weekend so we can just all consider this. I am jealous of your sex life.
Hey.
And at the start, when you were coming in, regaling us with your wonderful stories of wearing fancy knickers and having sex three times a day. Was it three times a day? Three times a day. I was happy for you to start with, and now I'm just angry because it doesn't make me feel very good about myself.
I need to give some context here so you don't think that we're some sex maniacs.
Oh, you clearly are.
That's right, yeah. Well, best type of maniac.
My husband's on long service leave, which means he's just chilling like a villain.
Mm.
And I'm now doing breakfast radio, which means I'm getting home in the morning. So
what's the earliest time during the day?
Yeah.
That not in counting, you know, like 4 a.m. What's the earliest time during sort of sunlight hours making second pace?
10:30?
That's unbelievable. Studio 10's not even over.
But if he's on long service, that's great. But do you have to keep telling us about all these long servicings? Because we've got kids. That's just not. You're in this wonderful You're in this wonderful fantasy honeymoon period, and I get that. And like you're Netflixing and chilling. We're frozen.
I'm not even Netflixing. I'm gone straight to the chilling. Oh, but the thing is, it's because I don't have kids. And one day I'll pop a couple out and I'll be like you guys. But for now, I think a lot of young, newly married people without kids are probably doing it three times a day.
Well, I will say, it does lead us to another question. Because I remember when my wife decided that we should have a baby.
Yeah.
And I never got more than when my wife decided we should have a baby. But then I was less a husband more than a dispenser.
Yes. Absolutely.
A servicer.
That's how I felt at that time. So.
See, you're doing nice stuff. And at 7:30 rolls around and we put our kids into bed. We go, hey, doll, how about... And I'll fall asleep with like a leg that's still hanging out with a shoe still on it. Like that's as sexy it gets in the Denyer household right now.
Let's get the people involved. I don't want people thinking I'm some sex maniac. I want to back up here.
Sex maniac twice, not us.
That's your own accusation. That's your own insecurities.
Let's see how people are going. Let's just see different stages of life. Maybe you've just met somebody. Yes. Maybe you've kept the fire going and you want to tell everyone else what your secret is for the last 15 years.
Mm.
Or maybe you're down to once a fortnight.
Yeah, and it's only after you finish playing Fortnite.
Do you know maybe. Do you know how far we've gone, though? I realised I was watching a cow in our paddock the other day rub itself on the fence.
Oh, God.
And I realised I'd been there for an hour watching him do it, going, oh, this is bad. This is all bad.
That's freak.
Hot. But that is hot.
Yeah. On 1360, we are asking the question, how often are you getting it, Sydney?
Yeah.
Because I'm getting it a lot at the moment, and the boys are very, very jealous.
It's like you're living in a uni dorm. It's just all happening.
Yeah, but I'm only having it with one person, with my husband.
With your husband.
You know, just to clarify for the people at home. Yeah. Before we take some calls, and I'm not supposed to do this in radio, but can I tell a little story about Tayo Cruz?
Yeah, that was who we just heard from. Yeah. I'd love this.
The guy we just said. His big ones are Hangover. I got a hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, and Dynamite. So he came to Sydney once and we're chatting to him. And I'm like, so I've got these big party songs, thinking about hangovers, you know, like what's the party tricks? And he goes, oh, actually, I'll stop you there, Ash. I don't actually drink or go out. No. I was like, he's a teetotaler.
It's getting false advertising.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just lying. Lying.
You think you know a guy?
Yeah. Next, you're going to find out Ricky Martin's not living La Vida Loca.
Oh, what?
Don't you even insinuate such a thing. He is a perfect man.
Let's get in the bedroom. Leo from Caringbah.
Hey, g'day, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Leo from Caringbah.
Leo, how's it going?
Yeah, well, thanks. Still?
No, you know what I mean. Mm. So how is it going?
Well, let's say we got engaged and, you know, that honeymoon phase when you start dating someone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's back.
They kind of got amplified.
Oh,
by
get it, Leo.
Engaged, so.
Oh, yes. Because she knows. She knows. Or he knows, I'm not sure. But your partner knows. The ring's on the finger.
This is it.
It's in lockdown. It's on.
She probably doesn't realise that I've got, like, this sensual candle as well that's meant to enhance your sex drive.
Oh.
Are you lighting that up in the afternoon, are you? Just to get some nice
I do. Yeah, I'm like, oh, babe, it's just for, you know, it makes the room smell nice.
Yeah.
It's got some weird hormone thing.
Leo's got a secret ambipure. Well done, Leo.
Good on you, Leo.
Tammy from Wollongong, how's it going? How are you getting a bit?
A bit. Not much, though.
How long have you been together?
It's been 6 years. So, you know, the honeymoon period has well and truly finished. Maybe if we got engaged, it would come back.
You never know.
There's the hook.
I hope he's listening, Tammy.
And there it is. Okay.
She wants a ring.
Tammy, you say his first name. What's his first name?
Oh, I'm not going to say that. No, his first name's Cam.
Cam, if you're listening, she's telling it pretty simply there.
Yeah.
There's no other way to spell it out. Tammy, can you let us know what happens? Because I've got a feeling that this might jolt Cam into action.
Oh, let's hope so. Fingers crossed.
Oh.
Yeah. If you put a ring on a Cam, you're going to get...
It's game on, buddy.
It's on. It's on.
Exactly.
Game on for good, too.
Game on for good. It's no-brainer
to me.
Right. It's a no-brainer.
All right.
Shell out for a ring.
I know. Listen, all I'm saying is, Tammy, stay on the line. Let's see if we can get Cam's number. What do you reckon?
Cammy! Oh, I'm mad for him!
Yeah, let's do it.
You can enjoy Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au. Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is...
I'm unsure if that'll ever get old.
Nah.
Friday, today no being breakfast.
No way.
Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli, Ash London joining us this morning. This is where we make kids in Sydney rich.
I'm 2 days off that being old.
That's great. Max. You're a music person. All right, Grant, who you got for us?
11-year-old Jessica from Commotion Performing Arts Dance School is on the phone and ready to play today for Alpha Bucks. Are you ready to win some cash, Jessica?
Hi. Yes, I'm ready.
Oh, cool. Sweet. All right, if we can get you a whole stack of money right now, it's going to make it a fairly magical Friday and weekend for you. What would you spend it on?
Well, I have been looking at this dance bag that'll help me at competitions, and it's really expensive.
How expensive are we talking, Jessica?
$300, $400
Ooh,
for a bag. Is it a bum bag? Like, is it a sick bum bag?
No, it's like a It's like a suitcase with racks to hold my competition
clothes. Everything
clothes.
You need. Okay, because because it's Friday, you're playing for yourself, but if also whatever money you win is also going to go to Commotion Dance School as well. So good on you, Jessica. You're playing for everybody.
All right, Jessica, best of luck. We've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter H today. H for helicopter. You got
okay.
it?
Okay.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. Now, if you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And the adjudicator's word is final. Jessica, your letter is H. Best of luck. Here we go.
H.
Name a book.
Harry Potter.
An item you plug into your iPad.
Headphones.
A girl's name.
Harriet.
Something that grows on your head.
Hair.
Something you can order from McDonald's.
Hamburger.
Something you need to ride a bike.
Helmet.
Something you use at school.
Highlighter.
An event at a sports carnival.
High jump.
What bees make?
Buzz of...
Oh,
wow.
You stormed through that, Jessica. And guess what? You got
$800!
Well done.
Thank you.
So that's for you and Commotion Performing Arts Dance School as well. So congratulations.
You can get two bags, Jessica, a red one and a blue one.
Thank you.
Nice. That was close. That was
great
so
work.
Close.
Great work, Jessica. We play again. We'll play again soon.
The Bachelor is huge. And the very first little lady we saw on that show to get out of the limo was Shannon. And last night we said goodbye.
Well, do you want to hear some of the moment? Do you want to hear some of the Shannon's genuine emotions as she's leaving the mansion? This is a little bit of what went down.
A bit overwhelmed with everything.
Yeah.
I know. I'm feeling you. I'll give it. Yeah, thank you. It's all right, babe.
The girls were Devo.
They were Devo.
Yeah.
And Shannon, you were crying. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Yes, thank you. I'm happier today. So.
You are. You describe yourself, or your publicists describe you, as a ray of sunshine, as weird, wonderful, and passionately happy. You are a ray of sunshine.
Wow.
You've come in here happy as Larry.
Thank you. I am. I'm a genuinely happy person. So it was really bloody hard to watch myself cry.
Especially when it's a while ago that you left.
Yeah.
In real time. So you're over it, right?
Yeah. I'm literally like normal life. So yeah, it was very it was hard to watch.
We were all devoed watching you leave last night. Look, you won the first single date of the series, and then you were picked as an early favourite to win. What happened?
I think I got a bit lost in transition. I feel like there was so much bloody pressure having the first date, you know.
Yeah.
I admire the women in the past that have had the first date and upheld their confidence, because it takes a lot.
What are the nerves? Are the nerves about the guy or also about the situation?
The situation, the patience, you know, because when you have the first date, you know that you're obviously not going to get another date for a while.
Yeah,
so patience, and then it's like, hang on a minute.
There's someone be sitting here. Shannon, you're too good for him.
Ah, thank you.
No, he means it. He's been saying it all morning.
Yeah. You are way too good for
him.
Thank
you very much.
My question to you is, was it hard to pretend that his awful jokes and bland personality are interesting?
Look, I think I think it was, I love anyone that's a bit different and weird. So that was, I was all for it.
So you were hooked? Were you hooked? Were you in love?
Oh, no, dude, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Sorry.
Jesus, sorry about
that. How could someone go on this show for love?
It's a big word.
It is a big word.
Yeah.
But you are looking for love.
Yeah, I'm still looking for love.
Have you done a live Facebook with the Rabbitohs? No, don't do that. Trust me.
That comes up as an option. Just don't do it. Do you think that anyone's going to, do you think that he finds love?
I'm hoping that he does, because the girls that are left are absolutely lovely.
Yes.
And he'd be silly not to go with one of them. But I actually have no idea, no clue.
Is he in it for love, do you think?
Yeah, I think he is. You know, the things that you don't see as well, we're all having long conversations.
Yeah, right.
You know, you've seen one snippet of me being like, I was in a 5-year relationship, and that's
true.
All you've seen.
That's true.
But, you know, you're talking all day, so.
Is there anything else? I mean, you've got a captive audience now that you want the people to know about you that you didn't get to.
What do you want the people of Sydney to know? Shannon, because all we know is Shannon, age 25, hashtag ray of sunshine, and that your occupation is something called a car care consultant, which seems made up. So, what would you like the world to know about Shannon?
Oh, God, where do I start?
Where would you start?
I don't know. I've got a lot of different hobbies. Yeah. I play the bell drum.
What's that?
What?
The bell drum is a hum drum. So you buy them from Bali and they're like ding, 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 ding. They're really cool.
All right.
All the different parts of the thing do a different.
Yeah, it's, like right. It's literally like a bell.
Is it like a Balinese, like a steel drum, but like a Balinese version?
Yeah, it's really awesome. And
That's wonderful.
I know.
So I imagine you, you have to be naked when you do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Incense going.
Yeah.
Would you like to play bell drum with Guy Sebastian? Because we have got him on after 8 o'clock. We may be able to set that
up.
That
would be great.
That's
you know?
Done.
Yeah.
Put that in the book. That's done. Well done. See you. Hit the arias. Shannon, you're a joy. You're too good for him. More of you. Well done.
Thanks so much.
Good news, Shannon.
So, the question is $150,000 a year income enough to live in Sydney?
Between two people.
Yes.
For two people.
This is combined income. This is what popped up on news.com yesterday, and there was a bloke called Alfonso, not his real name.
He's picked a fake name and gone with Alfonso.
Don't get distracted by that.
There's a minor point.
Do not get distracted by that. Okay. So
it's not what we're focusing on.
Yeah, it's not about how his name is Alfonso. So,
last name Rodriguez.
So
he's the third.
His wife makes $80,000 working in software, and he makes $75,000 working with the New South Wales government.
Great.
They believe, and they're willing to say this, that $150,000 income, no children, combined, is not enough to live in Sydney.
Ooh, not enough.
Not enough.
Contentious.
And they've got no kids.
No kids.
I reckon there are some people listening right now who will fight up.
Well, look, everyone we speak to today is getting in the drawer to go and see the Black Eyed Peas. So my question is, on 131060, when you hear the phrase, a combined income of $150,000, no kids, is not enough to live in Sydney, do you think that's true?
Mm.
Is that true? Is this, maybe they're saying, all right, you know what, they've moved, they're living in Alexandria, their rent's through the roof.
Yeah. Or maybe you're living on less and you're doing fine.
I think it depends on your lifestyle, because obviously, yes, the cost of living and housing and renting is expensive, no doubt, in Sydney. But I think it often depends on how social you are, because that's often where where your money goes mostly down the drain.
Let us know what you think. 131060, $150,000 combined income, no kids. Is that enough to be living in Sydney?
There is a couple in Sydney earning a combined income of $150,000. They got no kids. They are saying it is not enough. 150K, not enough. My favorite part of this story is that the guy who's chosen a fake name for the article has gone with Alfonso, but I digress.
You do digress. So let's
find. Many calls for this.
I know. So let's find out what people think on 131060. Tell from DY. They reckon 150K is not enough. No kids, dual income. What do you reckon, buddy?
Oh, give me a break. Stop having smash avocados and coffee and cafes every day.
What's your situation, Tell?
I'm on $90,000, single dad, 47, with a mortgage. If I can do it, these guys can do it. So get off your asses and work and do it properly.
How many kids you got, Tell?
Two kids.
You got, wow.
And what kind of adjustments have you had to make? How are you making your $90K stretch to a mortgage and two kids?
Well, you just got to make it work with your grocery bills. You just got to stretch it out. You don't do smash avocados. You take packed lunches when you go to picnics, things like that. So
that's what you do.
You make it work.
Just about being practical and being well planned, you think, Tel?
Yeah, absolutely. So for someone to win about 150,
and I bet
coming with my life, but then we'll see.
I bet your kids know the value of a dollar, Tel, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. Thank you for your call. Bobby Lee in Campbelltown, 150K, a couple, no kids. Your thoughts, Bobby Lee?
Oh, I think they're being greedy.
Yeah.
I have three kids. We don't need to go out fancy dining or anything like that. My kids know how to stretch.
And are you a single mum too, Bobby Lee?
I am, yes.
Good on you, darling. Now, we have a lot of people, we've heard some language before, my kids need video games. Yeah. My kids need the new Nintendo. Do you have the same approach?
Probably.
Yeah, I park.
Sorry, but we lost you for a second. Say that again,
sorry.
Darling.
No, they would rather go to a park and yeah, have a little picnic. Yeah. They know that like money is not everything. We go to the shops and they'll get a Chopper Chopper or a lollipop for a dollar rather than a $5 lolly.
Good on you, Bobby Lee. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
you. I grew up with a single mother in Sydney. My mum worked for was a public servant. She worked for the government. She did, you know, she worked her ass off.
Yeah.
And I always had jobs from very young age. I used to work at the local milk bar from about 10, 11, 12, from up and up. And it does give you a sense of, you know what money is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what money is and you know what money costs.
I agree with that. I mowed people's lawns. I had a single mother as well. And in fact, my mum, she couldn't bear to tell us what she did for a living. So she pretended she went to an office each day and she dressed as an office worker. And we found it only recently that she actually cleaned houses. So she would get dressed when she left home and she'd get redressed on her way home because she couldn't bring herself to tell us.
Would you have cared if she...
No, not at all. Not at all. But she just thought that was... She just didn't really want us to know. She was doing her best.
All right. Thank you. 100% of callers think that 150K combined is more than enough. And the word smashed avo keeps getting brought up.
It does.
Thank you. If you're a big fan of Channel 10, every time you turn it on, Grant's
on. It's Grant Denyer FM, isn't it?
Mate, trying to put food on the table. Just settle down.
For God's sake.
Put some food on our table. Give us some of that sweet Channel 10 cash. Seriously.
So, Grant, you've got another show. Go on.
Oh, okay. So I'm making my acting debut on Monday on a show called Street Smart, 9:30, Channel 10, just after Have You Been Paying Attention. Yep. It's a baton
chain. It's a Lebo show, isn't it? I can say that I am Lebanese.
Yeah, it's about Australia's dumbest criminals. Right.
But you're right. It's got a lot of sort of
Lebanese
like,
in it. Yeah. I'm mad for it.
Mixed cultures.
Okay,
good fun. It's good comedy on 10. But I was a little nervous because I've never acted before, and I know that Ed, that you're quite established. You were in the Paul Hogan miniseries. And
I don't do that. I've been in a lot of wonderful productions.
Amazing.
In fact, I was on last night on Shandon Pictures. Hey, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about your audition. When you got this ready, remember when you're playing a policeman, and remember when we said that we did some? You weren't here for this, Lundo.
No.
We just said, all right, let's talk about, you know, being a policeman. Let's take this seriously.
I needed some help from the great man. He needed to coach me, so he gave me some.
And have a listen to the filth that he came out with.
I have a concealed weapon.
Ah, oh, don't you?
Yeah. And you're about to see the full length of the law.
Oh!
Steamy.
How about Shezzy?
It went into an erotic, I think, lap dance is the only way that it could be described after that moment.
This is what happened before I came along. Is that?
This is getting into the zone.
I haven't had any erotic lap dances. I've been here 2 weeks.
Well, we'll see if Aaron will give you one at 8 o'clock.
Hey, so, week's not over yet.
And week's not over yet.
Don't vomit into your mouth, Ben, like it was a horrible idea.
So we hear the actual, so you get there, right? You're there all day and he's come back and he's all excited, Lundo. Like he's got all these lines and he's this big actor that he's the next Cate Blanchett.
I've got a gun belt. I've got the uniform. I've got the cop hat, the badge and a radio and I'm ready to rock, man.
So we've been able to get his whole acting performance into the next eight seconds.
I was about to say, we are running late. We haven't got time to play the whole thing, but we do have time to play it all.
So we've managed to get it down to three. So we've been hearing about this for 3 months. We do auditions. We do coaching. We're going on and on about it. Take it away, Laurence Olivier.
You can tell that to the magistrate, pal.
Yay!
Hey, there's no such thing as a small role, mate.
You've even got that wrong. There's no such thing as a small part, only small actors. But
whatever.
You've managed to be both a small part and a small actor.
Hang on, just play it again. Just play it again.
You can tell that to the magistrate, pal.
Oh, it's De Niro-esque.
You still sound like a game show host.
It's the facials I was giving, mate. I was giving really, really good, intense face. I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank my family.
No, darling.
God.
Usually I would back you up, but
Should we hear what happened at the audition?
Yeah.
How did he get the role? Take it away.
Oh, one thank you, mister.
Get all the Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
131060 would be the number if you want big cash. It's here. Today FM's secret sound, $59,000. That's lots.
It is. And may I please hear the secret sound? Okay. Now, once you start playing Secret Sound, what is the guess that you just keep getting, even though you tell people and you put it on the website and you tell them 100 times that it's not it?
Hole punch.
That's it.
Yeah, hole punch.
Everyone.
All right, everybody, listen up. This is the sound of a hole punch.
Very different.
Okay.
Two different, very different sounds, guys.
I didn't want to have to do this, but I've had to go to song form to help people.
You know it's bad when Cavalier's gone to song form.
I keep getting hole punch and I can't stand it. And all of the incorrect guesses are at todayfm.com.au, but we keep getting repeat guesses. Yeah. I don't think people are listening. Mm. So what I need is something catchy. Something that once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
Yeah, like the Baby Shark song.
Well, it could be anything. Pretty Take terrible. It away, Ed.
Secret sound. Here's a few things based on your guesses that we know it's not. It's not a stapler, do-do-do-do-do, or hole punch, or a printer, do-do-do-do-do, or some wood. Don't say hole punch, do-do-do-do-do, it's not a briefcase, safety gates, do-do-do-do-do, or a freaking hole punch. If you ring up, do-do-do-do-do, and say hole punch, we will block, do-do-do-do, your number for good. If you really do-do-do-do-do, want to win, just ask Grant, do-do-do-do-do, because he's going to give away the answer on air. I've got a theory, do-do-do-do-do, that he's cheating, that his family, do-do-do-do-do, are going to ring up and win, and he's going to keep the cash. Not that he needs it, because he's got $1 million from Channel 10, and however much we're paying him to do, not much.
Survey says.
Watch.
I think you're doing a great job, Grant.
I don't. 30, yes. 10, 60. Do it next.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
Yeah, Today FM breakfast. Grant, Denya, Ed, Cavalier, Ash, London. Good morning to you, Sydney. This is where we try and load you up for the weekend with like more money than you could put through Rodie Hill RSL. There you go.
Oh, I don't know about that on a big night. Okay, let's get straight into it. May I hear the sound, please? There it is, Grant, Denya. Who is up first today?
We have Kenny from Windsor. Kenny, welcome. What do you reckon it is?
Hey, guys. I reckon it's the old credit card, the manual credit card processing machine.
Fantastic.
The old slider.
Yes. Fantastic.
The old slider.
Yes,
that's
Kenny.
The one you put Let's the paper in, put your credit card in, and yep. off you go.
We got it.
Let's hear it. Good guess, but incorrect today, Kenny. Sorry about that,
mate. No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
I love Kenny. Mervat's up next in Punchy. What do you reckon it is, brother? Or is it a sister? I'm guessing Mervat's a boy. Hello, Mervat.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Apologies, Mervat. What
That's
do you think
okay.
the secret
Hi.
Sound is, my love?
Okay. I believe it is it's the old, the punch card machine. It's the system the punch card machine makes when you clock
yes.
on and clock off of work.
Yeah, let's hear it one more time. Oh, that's an old school sound.
It is an old school sound.
Incorrect, Mervat. Oh, yes, we're there. So, you're there. Sorry, Mervat, that is incorrect right. this time. Is that my last chance to play to win the 59 grand today, Jabe?
Absolutely not. Playing all day, so keep it on Today FM for 3 hours commercial free, zero ads and heaps of cash.
Tonight, the Storm take on Cronulla. Tomorrow, it is the Roosters versus the Bunnies. Only two teams will progress to the big one next yeah. weekend, and the lady in the know is Erin Molan. We love having her here.
Erin,
good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. I love being here as well.
Look, it is such a pleasure to have you here. Now, the Storm versus the Sharks, this is a genuine rivalry, isn't it, Erin? They do not like each other.
They really don't. Both the games this weekend are massive rivalries. Mm. The Storm Sharks, it's a really hard one because the Sharks have beaten the Storm twice this year. They've got the wood on them, and that's no mean feat. To beat Melbourne twice in a year is incredible. To beat Melbourne at all is an incredible achievement. They're going in without Paul Gallen. That's a huge loss
for
them.
Big for
it's
them.
Big, and it's not just what he does on the field, which we all know is incredible. He chews up meters like no one else. He is so tough, but it's what he does off the field. He galvanizes them. He's their spiritual leader. He is such a big part of what they do. So losing him is huge.
But he can do that from the sideline?
Well, he can, Grant. It's probably not quite as effective as smashing someone at 100 kilometers an hour. But it is motivating. I see what you're saying there. But look, it'll be really tough. I think Melbourne might be too good. Melbourne have already booked. This is how arrogant they are. They've already booked suites at ANZ Stadium for the grand final. I mean, seriously.
But didn't they have to do that? I know that people are getting up them about that, but they have to do that in case they'll be booked out.
How
don't
they? Dare you ruin my story?
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry.
It's classic Melbourne, isn't it?
Classic Melbourne.
Sorry. You're right.
You know what? They probably bought Sydney Town Hall to have their own parade there as well. That sounds right.
Dirty dogs, those nasty men. No, I'm actually a big fan of Melbourne. It's funny because this week both the coaches have been trading barbs like no tomorrow. It's been highly entertaining.
It's great.
Cronulla came out and apparently said that Melbourne, you know, were nigglers and didn't play fair. And then, of course, Melbourne hit back and said, well, if Cronulla are going to say that, we're all laughing because we all know what Cronulla are like. It's great theatre and it talks up the game and I love it.
I do love it when two rugby league teams try and take the moral high ground. It's one of my favorite. It's like the old days of it's a knockout. You know, when people trying to climb up the slippery slope.
It's an oxymoron, my friend.
You're absolutely right. We've got people on the line and what they've done is they've called through Erin Mullen and we're going to give them 20 seconds to plead their case as to why they should get the grand final tickets that you to give away. And you're going to choose one of these two people to win. So first things first, it's Caitlin from Prospect. Now, Caitlin, we're not going to start with hello and all that. The timer is going to start and you're going to plead your case as to why you deserve grand final tickets in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so as a child, my dad absolutely brainwashed me into becoming a South Sydney fan, took me along to the march to get us back into the competition. Since then, signed me up to become a member. He was unfortunately unable to go to the grand final a few years ago, which I could go to, and it was the best experience of my life, and I would love nothing more than to repay him and take him to the grand final if we make it through on Saturday.
That's pretty good. See, I'm torn with this one. I think it's good because, well, you're obviously a passionate fan, but you've already been to the grand final. So, You want to take your dad. I love dad.
This is good. Okay. And who is up or trying to get some
Tracy
tickets?
Tracy in Cremorne. Now, you are definitely not a South fan, Tracy. You have got 20 seconds. Don't start yet. 20 seconds to plead your case to Erin Mullen. Go.
Erin, I'm on the M1. I have just changed 3 lanes. Truck's whizzing by me. My car is shaking to get this phone to my ear. And as I speak, all the traffic is coming down on me. And it was so nerve-wracking cutting across to get to the breakdown bay to get this phone call to my ear. And I'm just shaking. Like I said, whiz, whiz, whiz. All the trucks are going by me. So go the rooster.
Tracy, as the fiancé of a policeman, I don't even know where to start with you, my darling.
She's risked her life
for
this.
You know what?
The hazard lights are on. It must be legal.
I'm totally with you. And you know what? Even if it wasn't, it's totally worth it. It's grand final tickets. Hello.
100%.
Okay, this is so hard. So it's basically Roosters against Rabbitohs. And then that obviously is the big game on Saturday night.
I know.
I think we've had enough of Tracy at the moment. Thank you. Yeah.
No, I think Tracy wants to fill in. Go, Trace. Yeah. Okay, sure let is. Me think. Weighing up. You know what?
Caitlin for South. What's it? Tracy.
Caitlin or Tracy?
What do you think, Erin?
Okay, I'm going to go with, you know what?
What?
I've actually got 4 tickets, so I'm going to give them both tickets.
You are the best.
It just means that Rab Warren won't be able to get in, but that's all right. No big deal.
Caitlin, you go to the grand final.
Woo!
Yay!
Tracy, maybe don't speak until you... I don't know. Tracy, you go to the grand final. Now, for God's sake, woman, put your hazard lights off and get back on the road properly. We're Erin Mullen. We will catch it all on Channel 9 under your perfect stewardship. It is a pleasure. We can't wait to see you soon.
Love your work. And, of course, the women's game is on at 5 p.m. on both days as well. So enjoy all of it, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Mullen.
Bye.
Talk about a great opportunity, Ash London.
Yeah.
The world-famous Rooftop, the Black Eyed Peas. We've been saying all week, you know, you can get on board, you can go
it's
and
huge.
See them.
So many people are mad for these tickets.
They are, aren't they, Grant Denyer?
I want to meet Will.i.am. So badly.
I met him once. Quick story. Sorry, it's a tangent, but I waited 2 hours and the PR people were like, sorry, Mr. I Am is, you know, in meetings and he's stuck in the studio, yada, yada. Just wait. He walks in 2 hours like, in a row. He goes, sorry, ass. I just really needed a massage.
That's cool.
He was honest.
So we're calling. Well, the game is now that we call you. You've got to have your phone on if you're part of the people that are registered to win. So I think we're calling someone by the name of Gavin from Double Bay, hello.
Yes, it's Gavin from Double Bay calling. Yes, I'm definitely a woman.
A woman calling to go and see the Black Eyed Peas, featuring MC Grant Denyer. To discriminate, only generates hate. When you hate, well then you're bound to get irate. Yeah. It's the Black Eyed Peas featuring the whitest man in history. Grant Denyer is so cool. He's so much cooler than LL Cool J. Wow. He's even cooler than Criss Cross. Remember them? They used to wear their clothes backwards. I still do it today, except that I leave my clothes at the back wide open.
Okay.
It's like I'm permanently wearing a hospital gown in case Dr. Denyer needs to examine me. It's free and easy here in Double Bay. Mm-hmm. Let's just say the latch on the back door is open.
Okay.
Anyway, time for my bachelor review. I heard you had the intruder Jamie Lynn on. I've had a few female intruders in my time, I can tell you.
Oh.
Then she left the mansion and dated a woman. As we all suspected, the honey badger is so disgusting, he's now officially turning women off all men altogether.
Oh,
anyway, I've got to go. I've got a Facebook live chat with the Burgess boys from South Sydney. Let's just say those rabbits always let you see their carrot.
Okay.
I understand you're having an undeserved week off. Oh. I assume none of you will be on the show by the time you get back.
Oh.
I'll do it for 150K. I heard some people saying that you can't live on 150K in Sydney. I couldn't agree more. You can't live on 150K in Double Bay. 150K a week? That's not enough. You'll barely get a croc and bush for that around here. You may get the croc, but not the bush. This is Gavin.
Okay, we definitely cannot give Gavin these tickets to see the Black Eyed Peas.
Can we block that number?
Gavin cannot be trusted alone with Will.i.am with our Today FM's reputation on the line.
Can we go? Let's try someone else, shall we? Can we try someone else, please, Jabin?
Producer's getting fired over that one.
All right,
let's
here we go.
Hope that Beck from Prospect answers.
Oh,
Beck,
goodness me.
Please, it'll be less awkward than that phone call.
Hawkeys. Here we go. Oh, goodness.
Hello?
Hello, Beck. You are live on Today FM. Good morning. It is Grant, Ed and Ash. How are you?
Oh, my God. Great. How are you?
Oh, my God. Hectic. I'm so good, Beck.
No way. Am I really true?
Do you know why we're calling you, darling?
Yes, I do. I just hung up on my husband and I yelled at him for calling me at this time.
How
sorry.
Well,
he rang me. I was like, why would you do that? Okay. Sorry. I'm breathing. I'm good.
Calm. All right. We've got to be calm. Because you don't, if you don't calm down, they're not going to let you on the aeroplane to fly to Melbourne with your bestie to see the Black Eyed Peas live on our World Famous Radio.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe that. Okay. Oh, who do I take? Oh, my God. I can't believe I really got through. I love you guys. Seriously, I watch you, listen to you so much. I'm so excited. Okay, I can't breathe. I'm good.
No, take a deep breath. Don't take. Congratulations, you're going along. Big Love is the new single from the Black Eyed Peas. That's coming out off the new Mouses of the Sun. That's out October 12th. I'll probably play that for you right in front of you, Beck. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm crying.
I feel like Grant Denyer giving that away. Now I know how you feel.
I know, when you're sort of just making it rain in prizes, it's a good feeling, isn't it? The best feeling in the world.
Then your show gets cancelled.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up.
Gossip.
It used to feel good. Some big news for one of Australia's greatest voices and one of the nicest blokes you'll ever meet. Guy Sebastian is the only Australian male artist ever achieved 6 number one singles and 2 number one albums in chart history. He's currently in LA recording some brand new material for an upcoming album, and he's on the line right now to tell us about some very big news for his Aussie fans. Guy Sebastian, what's happening?
Hello, mate. I am in LA. It's a beautiful sunny day here, but I am getting excited to fly home on the weekend because I'm doing a bit of a show at Allianz Stadium. The last time I was there, I was a tour supporting Taylor Swift, but now I'm actually opening for the Boobs himself. Michael Bublé is going to do a show there, and Busby is singing as well before me. So it's a bit of a sort of collaboration of male artists all That's kind of huge. Getting together and sending doing a bit of a send off for Allianz Stadium. So
yeah, this is the closing show at Allianz. So this is you. So it's Bublé, Sebastian, and Busby Maru. Now I used to have a job selling ice creams at Allianz Stadium, and once at a U2 gig.
Oh wow.
I let someone pay me $20 so they could stand on my ice cream thing so they could see over the crowd. What a night.
What a night.
Wow.
Now, guys,
so we've all got musical stories is what I'm saying.
Have you just been doing Soul Cycle three times a day in LA and working on that LA tan so that when you step onto the stage in LA, it's going to be ripped and orange?
I wish I could say I have been. I've been... See, I'm like a pasty little, hermit that has a little LA layer of fat on him because I've just been recording in a dark, dingy studio. And it's a bit of a curse doing something like a cover shoot for a fitness mag because you get in this ripper shape and then literally you get off it for like a week and you get this little layer and then you just feel crap about yourself. But it won't take long. Once I get back to Australia, I'll be out getting some vitamin D and getting back out in the sun and working out.
Getting ready for the boob. Like,
out in the sun in 2035, Maroubra represents.
Yes.
When is this mansion going to be finished, Sebastian?
Sebastian.
Oh, it's almost done. Almost done. There was another little beat up story the other day.
Oh, I know.
Apparently, all my neighbours want to move out because of my build. I don't know where they get some of this stuff from, but it's almost done. It's been such a process, like almost 5 years now since I bought the place, but finally the kids are excited and Jules is super excited. My studio's going to be done as well, so I'm getting pretty excited. Mid November they reckon, and I'll be back in the bra.
And when be July?
See you there in March. Yeah. Exactly.
When will we hear the music that you're recording now?
Soon. I'm releasing a single I haven't really told anyone that, but we've got this song that I wrote. It was actually the first song I wrote on this whole project, and everyone's feeling like it's the single, and I have to agree. It's just a really soulful kind of ballad, and it's just got a real heartbeat to it. So, it's sort of one of those tunes that I don't know, like I feel like it's one of my favourite songs I've ever written. So we're going to be releasing that really soon. And then the album it's almost done, but I've been over here in LA actually working with a whole lot of insanely talented musos and singers and stuff. There's such a hub of talent here, and I've got a bunch of them into a room, and we've just recorded all the organic elements of the album, and now we're in production phase. So it's going great.
Well, yes, we'll do backing vocals. Thank you for asking. Guy Sebastian, we can't wait. The one-off closing celebration, Sydney's Allianz Stadium with you and Mr. Michael Bublé. It's Friday, October 5. Mate, we'll see you when you get back.
See you soon, guys. Thanks for the chat. I'll chat to you soon.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli was whisked into your ears by Student Flights, where you can book now and pay later. Plan ahead and book your 2019 European summer holiday in store or call 131 669.